The unpainted limestone objects in front of you, the heads, column capitals, and relief carvings, speak to us about the time just before and after Alexander the Great conquered Egypt. One of his generals established a dynasty of kings, known collectively as the Ptolemies, which ruled Egypt. During these centuries, many Greek influences were absorbed, but as we see with these objects, Egyptian artistic traditions lived on, despite the foreign conquest. These objects have another story to tell as well. They're sometimes interpreted as learning aids to young sculptors, models for how the head of a pharaoh or priest should be correctly carved. The reliefs demonstrate the traditional Egyptian relief style, and some of them have small raised corners demonstrating the correct carving depth. You see this particularly well on the relief of the bird. The tops of the columns, likewise, could serve as undersized demonstrations of the complex column capital style of the time. On the other hand, a puzzling fact is that a number of similar pieces from the time, but not those displayed here, also include dedicatory inscriptions, indicating that they probably served as votive gifts to a deity. So it's not clear whether such objects were for use by artists or if they were temple donations enhanced by their allusions to the artistic process. Whatever their intended purpose, these works are undeniably beautiful to spend time looking at.